The Eyes of the Blind by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 1. The Eyes of the Blind. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Have you ever thought what it must be like to have been blind, physically speaking, and then suddenly to have your sight restored? The wonders of a universe in which you have lived and only contacted by touching, smelling, and hearing are suddenly all transformed by sight. A whole new universe lies before you with color, beauty, form, and outline, and yet it would be the identical universe in which you had been living all the time. Everything that you were experiencing with the regained sight had always been there and instantly available to you. But you did not see it. And even if you knew it, you did not experience the feel of seeing it. It is one thing to write about a field of flowers and make that writing real and living, but it is another to suddenly find yourself in the midst of such a field, knee-deep in beauty and drenched with the glory of the living, pulsating expression of life. Can you imagine the 1,001 revelations that would take place in coming from blindness into light? Blessings as infinite as the sands of the sea would be yours. Can you imagine the joy of hearing your first symphony after having seen, as far as you were concerned, a soundless orchestra sway a vast number of people? It would be too wonderful for words. So full of revelation. The joy of untwining the various strands of music that wove themselves into a glorious melody. And yet you would have to admit it had all existed all the time, but you did not hear it. A man who had been blind would not change anything by regaining his sight, and yet everything would be changed. He would experience the process of having been suddenly forced into a new universe, and yet he would remain where he had always been. It is wonderful. And so the blind one is told of the beauties of nature and the universe. He finally knows all about it, but it still only exists in the mental part of his makeup because he does not experience it. Until you experience a thing yourself, it is only in the realm of the mental or on the plane of imagination, and until it is brought out into actual experience, it is of no practical value to you. For 40 years, the children of Israel roamed across a desert which might have been traversed in a few weeks, but it took them 40 years to see or experience the promised land flowing with milk and honey. When Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," he stated a clear, concise, and absolute fact. Many believed it mentally, but to see it physically seemed another thing. The vision of the double eye is never true. Seeing with the eye of the spirit the perfect realm of harmony and expression, and with the eye of matter a shifting, changing, chaotic world, results in a terrible mirage. Battling against these false laws and trying to offset them with the divine is a tiresome and fruitless proposition. It takes something bigger than argument to open the blind eyes. It takes reality. It takes recognition and acceptance of that which is. When thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. By the recognition of the presence here and now, you will see the veils rent before your eyes and behold the perfect manifestation. And you will discover these veils which you have rent by the absolute acceptance are nothing but thin gossamer of human belief, upon which are painted the life history of a human being, birth, growth, tragedy, sickness, unhappiness, decay, and death. As there is nothing to be destroyed in all my holy mountain, then something must be restored to its rightful place. The distorted vision that is seeing all sorts of evil is properly aligned. When thine eye becomes single, thy whole body is full of light. The dual nature of man, the prodigal feeding with the swine and the beloved son seated at a sumptuous banquet, must be wiped out. Jesus Christ has to be recognized as one instead of two. The twain shall be one. The body or physical nature of man, which is all that has ever suffered, sinned, and experienced evil, has to be made one with the soul, which has known all the glorious freedom of a prince of the realm, a son of the living God, upon whom all the heavenly gifts have been bestowed. Too long have we kept these apart. Too long have we been trying to use this spiritual side of our nature to heal the physical, like rubbing on a salve or ointment. The light of understanding is breaking through the veils of darkness that have divided man from his soul, and he is beginning to experience the Word made flesh as a reality. Son of the living God, joint heir with Christ, partaker in this glorious universe of all good, arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of God has risen upon thee. That which God hath joined together, let no man put asunder, is the marriage of spirit. It is the union of man and his soul. It is the materialization of spirit and the spiritualization of matter. It is the union of Jesus the carpenter with the Christ, the Son of God, evolving therefrom the glorious Jesus Christ. It is exactly what the human side of you has been looking for all these centuries. It is the one thing that will again lead you not only to the portals, but through the gates into the very Garden of Eden, which you left when you separated yourself from your soul. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Do you begin to see, you who read these lines? It is not anything you can learn. It is something that is being given you for the mere acceptance, for the mere recognition of the presence. Are you afraid of it? It is so immense, and it will suddenly cause you to experience all the things that you have tried for years to demonstrate and have failed. Yea, and even more, it will show you the things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and that have not entered into the heart of man. Only believe, and the answer of the dual nature comes. Yea, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. For the moment you have recognized this presence, there will be no further request of help thou mine unbelief. For such a thing could not exist. There is no room for it in the consciousness that became full of the recognition of the presence here and now. You can perform this miracle for yourself and see the Word made flesh. You can experience the glorious marriage with the Lamb, the marriage with your soul, the oneness with your God self. It is wonderful. There is no royal road to this attainment because it is so simple and natural for the Son to return to the Father, yea, in spite of all his shortcomings, weaknesses, and failures. No one can do it for you. You will stop trying to get them to when your eyes are opened and your ears are unstopped. This will come to pass just as soon as you listen to the still, small voice in yourself. Just as soon as you listen to the voice of Christ within you and stop trying to take someone else's advice about your return to the Father, you will find you have arrived. You have such understanding that you can operate the promises and experience the joys of them all here and now. Claim your right and press your claim as the Son of the living God. Accept your God-given heritage because now you have recognized your oneness. Soul and body are one, and you are ready and able to partake of the heavenly manna. Be whole was said for this express purpose. You can never be whole until this perfect union of body and soul takes place within you, and it takes place the moment you recognize the presence. The heavenly manna might fall down all about you, But until you were made of such substance as could partake of the heavenly manna, you could not taste it. Just as the physically blind man moves daily in a world of light and color and knows virtually nothing of it, for him it does not exist, or it exists only in mind. For many truth students, this glorious kingdom of heaven only exists in mind. It is something they are going to demonstrate, make appear, or create out of concentration or thought processes. Yet the years go by and they come no nearer the ultimate goal than they did in the most orthodox teaching. I came a light into this world, to light every man unto salvation. That in this mental darkness in which we have been standing, this glorious I of spirit in the midst of each one of us has come a light unto this world, to light every man unto salvation. The salvation from the human darkness and the mental wilderness of words and beliefs. The former things have passed away. Yes, even the former heaven and earth, concepts of spirit and matter are passing away, and in their place is the lovely new heaven and earth, something concrete and real, here and now, for you to experience and live in. And it has been here all the time, though you only now see it descending out of the clouds of your beliefs. You are spirit materialized, and matter spiritualized, and so you are able to experience the new rate of vibration or law that enables you to understand things that formerly you hardly imagined existed. Dare you, who read this line, believe in yourself, your God self? Have you the courage to accept your good? You do not have to go out and tell the world. You do not have to become excited. I come silently as a thief in the night. But you must put a seal upon your lips and be the whole man, the perfect being of spiritualized matter and materialized spirit. Be still. See that you tell no man. You will know whether it be of the spirit or not. Prove me and see. You will know because a wonderful common sense basis of life will come to you, and the temple will be cleansed of a lot of mental debris, theories, teachings, and beliefs. Either every one of the promises of the Bible are true or none of them are. What do you think? I said you, not someone else. What do you think? Are they? And if they are, what are you going to do about it? Many people have mistaken emotion, excitement, and all sorts of strange things as signs of the coming of the Spirit. It is as glorious and free from all this foolishness as the coming of dawn. And you can accept the word of the Master and have the scales drop from off your eyes and see your glorious universe as it is and not as it seemed to be through the blind eyes. The moment this truth is recognized, it will make itself manifest. The moment you, I'm speaking to you, the reader, recognize the presence, it makes itself manifest. It is wonderful. The spirit of the presence of the consciousness of God fills all space. No space is vacant of the fullness thereof. Though God may not be visible to you, I am always with you. I have established this truth, and with or without a body, it is operative. It is even more operative when you do not see me. Nothing can stop the operation of this truth, for I have established it. Are you beginning to see that this glorious, impersonal life lies within the immediate range of your attainment? You have fed long enough on the husks of human teaching. The spirit of the message is between the lines. The spirit of the lecture is that which is not said. Then why discuss words and theories about the truth? Do you see? And yet this does not make it necessary for you to stop anyone who wants to continue to seek among the husks of material teaching. You have to arise and go to your Father by yourself, and there will be no need of props and helps. You have the new vision that will carry you straight through all the human beliefs that yet confront you. Do not try to make this journey with another. There is so much that the Father has to say to you. Impersonal life is the most personal life in the world because you begin at last to see a reason to be. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Beloved, that day has arrived for you, and in the deep secret place of this recognition, you are finding it for yourself and are going on into your glorious expression with sealed lips. Lips that are sealed in the right way are opened so that the God voice can utter its song of joy, which will heal the nations. And the unstopped ears shall be unstopped to the inflow of God language, which no man has uttered, because there are no words to express such a wonderful revelation. No wonder the command, "Be still and know that I am God." This "I am" in the midst of you will speak to you a new language now that the ears are unstopped. That which stopped the ears was the clogged up material beliefs in a double universe. Do you hear? Do you begin to see that the new message which will come to you through the unstopped ears will be that of attainment and self-expression? The ways and means with which to accomplish this will be there, as if you suddenly, by a new sense, felt your way into a new state, sensed your way into a new state. Yes, something like that. It is wonderful.